Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deer hits a pop-up beyond first. Brett can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gantner scores. Yount moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bill Buckner now playing first base. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Deer moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saberhagen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Sheffield applying the tag. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Sheffield. The throw from McFarlane and he is out. White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Francona catches it and steps on first to double up Seitzer. two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing right field. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wellman bunts towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Saber Hargan, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Saber Hargan fields it and throws to home to get Surhoff. Francona moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Chuck Krim now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount is hit by the pitch. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bragg's hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Felder. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Dan Plesac now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sheffield. Seitzer moves to third. Ray Palacios pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Palacios moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 3, Royals, 3. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Palacios now playing first base. Kurt Stillwell now playing shortstop. Tom Gordon now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. 1 out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount is walked intentionally. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Felder is 0 for 0 in the game. Felder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. the Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ray Palacios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Palacios takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Palacios moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.